Masechet Midot Peregimal Mishnah Het Mishnah says Uklonasot shel Erez Hayu Kivuin Mikotlo shel Hechal Lekotlo shel Ulam. There were beams of cedar that went from the eastern wall of the Hechal to the eastern wall of the Ulam, two different sections in the Bet HaMikdash, Kedei shelo yiva'at, so that the Ulam wall wouldn't fall down. The Hechal and the Ulam were both very tall structures, 100 amor high. The Hechal had a ceiling that made it sturdy and it wouldn't fall over, but the Ulam didn't have that ceiling, so it needed some support. So the cedar beams over here were located over the entrance in order to give them stability so they wouldn't fall. There were chains of gold that were attached to the ceiling of the Ulam, and they hung down all the way close to the floor. And the young Kohanim would climb up these chains to see the crowns that were kept in the windows of the Hechal facing the Ulam to see if they needed repair. We learn in Zechariah, the crowns will be remembrance for all of these names, the names of the people who donated the gold and silver to make the crowns. And we learn that these crowns were put in the Hechal. In the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech planted trees that produced fruit that was actually made from gold. The Kohanim would sell it, and they would use the proceeds to support themselves. In the second Beit HaMikdash, these trees weren't there, but they were replaced by a replica of a grapevine that was made of gold. And the gold here was sold off piece by piece in order to benefit the repairs for the Hechal, not for the personal benefit of the Kohanim, but to fix up the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Gefen shel zahav hayta omedet al pitcho shel Hechal. There was a grapevine of gold that was put at the entrance of the Hechal. Umdula al gabe kelonasot. And it was hung upon a trellis, wooden beams, looked like a real grapevine. Kol mishu hu mitnadeb ale o gargir o eshkol mevi v'toleb. Anybody who donated gold that they wanted to go for the repairs of the Hechal, they would turn the gold, they would fashion it into a golden leaf or a golden cluster, and then or a grape, and they would bring that golden piece to the Beit HaMikdash, and they would hang it on this replica grapevine. And when the rabbis needed gold when they needed to prepare something, they would take a piece from this vine and they would use it in order to repair the Hechal building. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Sadok, Ma'aseh shehaya v'nimnu aleha 300 kohanim. Says Rabbi Eliezer, son of Rabbi Sadok, there was once a situation where they needed to move the golden grapevine, and 300 kohanim were appointed for the purpose of moving it because it was so heavy. The Bartinura brings down over here that this is not literal. They didn't actually need 300 kohanim in order to move it. It's a guzma. It's an exaggeration by Hachamim. They're trying to make a point that many men were needed in order to move the replica grapevine.